This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
My name's Rob Carnegie. I'm the CEO of the Florence Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau here in the Shoals, Alabama.
And you're right across the border, aren't you? If you went, 7 miles, you'd be in another state.
Yeah, we're very close to Tennessee. It's about a 10, 15-minute drive.
Geographic location to get where else? You know, in the next city, south, north, east, what's around you?
Wow, where we are sort of a hub-and-spoke destination. We're an hour from Huntsville. We're 2.5 hours from Memphis. We're about 1.5 hours from Tupelo. We're 2 hours from Birmingham, 2 hours from Nashville, 4 hours from Atlanta.
Wow.
So, and everything is just right around us. Mm-hmm.
So you could do a lot of day trips from here, right?
Absolutely.
You could base camp here and then take off to Huntsville one day.
Yes. And the Americana Music Triangle is so sort of famous for that because mm-hmm. you can go to Tupelo or you can go to up to Franklin or to Nashville and be here in Muscle Shoals. It's great.
And for people that have to fly here, the ultimate coolest inbound airport would be Huntsville, miles wide, geographic?
Yes, yeah, about 1 hour and 10 minutes from here, international airport.
Because it's going to be double that to get to Nashville, right?
Correct. Mm. That's right, 2 hours.
What's Huntsville Airport like? I've never been in and out of there. Is it an international airport?
It is an international airport. It's not very busy, which is great,
yeah.
But it has all of the amenities and all the flights that you'd expect from a larger airport.
Is that partly because NASA is located there?
It is, and I think that they expect that to have a decent-sized airport there to support their clientele.
Because they're coming in from everywhere.
That's right, yes.
Okay, back to the home zone. So you have the Shoals region, right? A town called the Shoals or just the region?
It's just the region. Uh-huh. It's really the sort of the 2-county, 4-city area, quad city area that's called the Shoals. And probably the greater Shoals just sort of outside of that, making up Florence, Muscle Shoals, Sheffield, and Tuscumbia.
Mm-hmm. And where are we right now?
We are in Florence.
Right in the heart of downtown.
Right in the heart of downtown.
Downtown Florence.
That's right.
Florence is a very vibrant architecture, you know, the state of the buildings, even though they're historic. I'm impressed driving downtown.
Yeah.
How do you explain that dynamism and that health of the economy and the business?
Well, I think that the creators, the architects of this community really did put a lot of time and effort and design into Florence, sort of our sister city being Florence, Italy. You know, there was some pride in being able to make sure that they could sort of mirror some of that grand architecture.
But Florence could so easily have been today a bygone hub of whatever, you know, a dying town, but it's not.
That's right.
It's part of the driver of the university
It is, very much so. So University of North Alabama, Division I University just last year really drives the economy here, as well as the regional hospital is another big contributor.
Mm-hmm. So you have a good employment base and opportunity and professionals.
Yes. Yeah. And the tourism industry is very vibrant in this area.
So last time we were together, I was here in December, if you remember.
That's right.
We were in the midst, in the heart of COVID land, and nobody knew where we were going or where the end of the tunnel was and whether there was a headlight down there. What's it like now?
It's very quickly becoming different. And so in the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 months, we have really seen a turnaround in the economy, in visitors coming to the area, in businesses really becoming vibrant again and robust. So there's a big difference, obviously, in the area.
And in addition to really cool historic B&Bs and your downtown repurposed department store that's now a hotel. What's the name of that one again?
The Strickland.
Yeah, the Strickland.
The Strickland,
and
yes.
The Gun Runner, too. That's an old property.
That's right, an old automotive. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One of the most pleasant surprises first time I came here was your giant Marriott.
Yes.
I mean, you'd expect that in a big town in San Jose or whatever,
yes.
But this is a full resort mega complex hotel. How did that happen here?
Well, it happened in 2005, mm-hmm. and so the Retirement Systems of Alabama, as well as Point Claire Hospitality, decided they needed a property up in northwest Alabama.
And that's partly for meetings and conferences?
It is, very uh-huh. much so. So in concert with the hotel, there's over 30,000 square feet of conference space. And then along with the tower and the rotating restaurant at the top, it's just it's a great four-diamond, as you said, resort experience.
And then the whole other surprise was Robert Trent Jones Golf Course. That's connected there?
Correct. Yeah, right across the river mm-hmm. in Muscle Shoals. There's Fighting Joe and the Schoolmaster, which is part of the trail.
So golf obsessive, compulsive people probably love to come here. They have to come here, right?
Absolutely.
It's like a must-do in the golf circuit in America.
Yeah, we speak to people from across the country who live in California or up in Washington State that say, got to do the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail.
You have some surgical-specific tourism destination people that are only and all about golf.
Yeah. That's right, very much so. To match that, you've got the river, you've got tennis, you've got hiking, kayaking, mm-hmm. cycling, which is all just beautiful in this area.
That's really cool. And then let's touch for a moment on one of my most amazing, pleasant surprises of discovery here was your two legendary, historic recording studios.
Yes.
That, I mean, you know, I've been to Nashville 10 times and Memphis 2-3, and they suck all the air out of the atmosphere about making you think, unconsciously anyway, that that's where every musician came to record.
Right.
Back to the 50s, but not so.
That's right. Yeah, Muscle Shoals is that secret gem that started back in the late 50s, early 60s, as you know. And now, today, they've been able to sort of model that after some very successful studios like the Sam Phillips Studio, recording studios in
Sun Studios,
yeah. right, yeah. in Memphis. And so both working studios and then touring museums as well. But yeah, we are so blessed to be able to have those studios here.
Mm-hmm. The other amazing surprise, and it probably has a lot to do with the expectations and demands of your professionals that live here, dining is a real gourmet experience here. Talk to us about some of the must-do destinations in culinary world.
You know, last night, of course, at 360 Grill, that the Marriott Shoals and the only revolving restaurant in the state of Alabama, is a beautiful experience.
I don't think Tennessee has one.
No, I think we're we got one up on them. Yeah. Odette, the downtown eatery, is also just a fantastic place to eat.
I heard about that. What do they specialize in? What are they known for?
I would say that it's just a real variety, diversity of sort of American fare. I mean, it's fish, chicken, beef, salads. They will do specials on any given evening. But I would say that it's a real blend of different choices mm-hmm. there.
Okay, one more restaurant.
That's hard. But
I know.
Yum is also a really great Thai fusion place that's mm-hmm. downtown as well. And it never disappoints. It's a great, great experience.
People keep raving about the historic architecture of your B&Bs. A random pick of one of the cool ones.
Oh, wow. That's a hard one, too. I mean, I think
it's because of too many choices.
Yeah, there's too many choices. I think the Carriage House is probably one of the ones that is also very, very unique. Airbnbs in this area in the last 4 to 5 years have just exploded. And mm-hmm. so you're finding builders that are just building almost California-style flats as well in this area mm-hmm. for Airbnb. You know, that's also a very big phenomenon.
And then the two of the really cool destinations, historic, that resonate with my life experience. That's Helen Keller's birthplace home.
Yes.
And then Frank Lloyd Wright's only project in the whole state.
That's right.
Talk about those two briefly.
Well, the Frank Lloyd Wright, the Rosenbaum House, mm-hmm. of course, built in 1939 for $12,000 as a single-family home at the time. Mm-hmm. The Rosenbaum family lived in that for many, many years until the city actually was the beneficiary of that home. Now just operates as a beautiful place.
Owned by the city?
Owned by the city now, mm-hmm. correct, yeah. Beautiful structure that's made out of cypress, brick, and glass for the most part.
It's a legend in Frank Lloyd Wright aficionados as a classic example of a Usonian horse. Correct. The relatively affordable model series, yes, that Frank Lloyd Wright came up with.
Very much so. That was sort of the objective, I think, of Frank Lloyd Wright at that time, mm-hmm, you know, because the Rosenbaums were building that for their children. Mm-hmm. And so that was the kind of the model that he put out there to say, you know, I can do this.
And in contrast to Falling Water and some of his other dramatic projects for millionaires.
Right.
This was a small house.
Yes.
What, 1,500 square feet?
Yeah, exactly. And then with some expansions that went on to that, Mrs. Mm-hmm. Rosenbaum wanted a larger kitchen, and so they built that out back. And what's very authentic about that is that some of the very same furniture and fixtures that are still in the home, mm-hmm, that were there at that time are still in the home today.
That's really cool. It's a time capsule.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about post-COVID world and what's on the horizon, where you're going.
Well, this is a big festival and events town, so mm-hmm, we're very, very excited that the festivals are coming back into this area.
2021.
2021, mm-hmm, yes. So Shoals Fest is returning. It was in 19. Jason Isbell, four-time Grammy Award winner,
wow,
Americana music artist, is bringing Shoals Fest back.
When is that?
That is October 3rd and 4th this year. The WC Handy Music Festival is returning again.
And Handy's home, W.C. Handy's home is right here, right?
That's right.
Down the street?
Yes,
yeah,
right down the street. Yeah, there are so many homes of, you know, in this mm-hmm area. It's fantastic.
Well, who would guess? Who would know?
Yeah. I mean, and we're trying to change that.
Yeah, I mean, it's mind-blowing.
It really is. Yeah, for this small little area in northwestern Alabama, there's so much. Yeah, it's very rich.
Another pleasant, awesome surprise was the Alabama Music Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And to discover, again, that litany of world-famous musicians who were born and raised right in the neighborhood, right in the area, in the region.
That's right, yeah. And artists that you would never really expect, right? Like Lionel Richie, the Commodores, Hank Williams Jr., and several other well-known artists that are in this area. Songwriters, actually, that are now being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Mark mm-hmm Narmer, who's a local songwriter here, Gary Baker, and so many more. But you're right, it's a real eclectic blend of just fantastic memorabilia and various pieces that they've been able to collect.
So your agency, part of your model is outreach and promotion from a tourism standpoint, correct?
That's right. Our mandate is to attract visitors and to increase visitor spending.
So where are you putting your energy right now, kind of in the rebirthing phase?
Yeah. Well, we launched last year and during COVID sort of a recovery campaign called the Muscle Shoals Backstage Pass. Mm-hmm. And it's really a visitor value program where patrons can go to all of the music attractions, including Swampers at the Marriott Shoals, receive discounts, mm-hmm, and then when they visit three venues, they can come to us and we give them free T-shirts. And then if they attend all of the venues, they can enter to win our grand prize that we announce and draw at the end of the year.
What's the grand prize?
Every year it's a little bit different. Uh-huh. So it's usually like it's a getaway package to the Shoals. Mm-hmm. That includes dinner, hotel, attractions. This past year, we actually did a signed David Hood, one of the original Swampers, signed a bass, and we gave that away in the package as well.
Bass guitar. Now you got to take up a whole new instrument.
That's right. Yeah, so it's been a lot of fun launching that campaign. But we are actually in campaign mode, so really about trying to just, again, make the Shoals top of mind.
And how are you connecting with people? How are you getting that message out?
So we're doing that through a digital ad campaign. We're doing it through two, actually. We have a social media campaign, and we also have a digital ad campaign, which is what we simply call digital display mm-hmm and cross-device promotion, and then retargeting, which is sort of getting into the marketing realm of what we do, which is about making an impression about the Shoals, mm-hmm, where people live and play and work every single day when they're on their digital device.
Interesting. So it follows that Facebook would be a real valuable vehicle.
Very much
vehicle,
so.
Yeah.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok mm-hmm even is a great mechanism today for us.
So that means you have to dance.
Not me, but we have people that can do that. We have a team that gets very creative with those platforms.
That's really cool. Okay. To learn more,
visitshoals.com is a great website. That it's our website that is a great repository for all of this information. My name is Rob Carnegie. I'm president and CEO of the Florence Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Rob, thanks again for visiting. Great to see you again.
Great to see you, Tom.
Yeah. And I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the Shoals in Alabama. We'll see you here.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities, such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter, down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust preservation initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.